It's to celebrate drag culture the world over and to give greater exposure to this amazing community and all that it has done in the field of performing arts. And here you are a part of all of this and loving who you are. You may love your performing life and your community of drag queens. But don't you want more? Of course, you do. What's missing? A dating life, that's what. It's time you get on a few dating apps and see what's out there. But doing this means you have to develop a dating profile that will capture a bunch of interest and get you those matches to look at. So, here's how you're going to do just that. Your guide to crafting the best dating profile ever. All dating app profiles have the same basic features. Your job is to make yours so engaging that a viewer can't help but click through to learn more about you. It's a tall order, but let's face it. You aren't the shy type, so you already have one big thing going for you. That said, let's look at the parts of a profile and how you can fill in the blanks. The headline. Most people advise that the headline includes who you are and what you want. And so most headlines say something like, a career professional looking for the same, or, if they want to get a bit witty, a movie lover who is looking for a co-star. Why follow this formula? Well, you don't have to actually. You can be a bit quirky. How about something like, drag queen with the best lemonade stand on the block? You've announced who you are and told your viewers something that is more intriguing. You can even follow that theme of a lemonade stand, or whatever, through into the rest of your profile. Your username. Just giving your name in some form is boring. And you aren't boring. So, put on your creative thinking cap and come up with a username that fits your personality and your lifestyle. But you probably should include your gender identity in some way. If you are bi, for example, you need to get that point across, so that other genders will not click through and be disappointed. And if you want to follow the lemonade theme, go for it. Sweet, tart queen, is a possibility. Or if you want something shorter but catchy, lemonade queen. One word of caution. Don't give any personally identifying info in your username. It opens you up for hacking and trolling. The meat of your profile, who you are and what you are looking for. Again, most profiles provide an introduction. Hi, I'm Jim. I am an accountant with a busy career who also likes extreme outdoor sports, mountain biking, skydiving, and more. If you are a woman looking for a great combo of seriousness, laughter, and risk-taking, let's talk. Most advice is to be factual, honest, and humble. But is that really you? Yes, you want to be factual and honest, but humble? Is that you? Of course not. You are gregarious and flamboyant, and you need to perform in your profile description just like you do on stage. Do state your gender identity and your gender preferences, but beyond that, show your personality. Like your lemonade sweet, tart, or in between. No matter, I have it all. I am a bi drag queen who can take you on amazing shopping trips, style your hair, drag you to the best parties, and perform for you, on stage or in private. Only serious contenders need to apply. Now, about those photos. So, you are a performer. Upload action shots of you doing just that. And, most apps allow videos, so upload one of your best. If you want, insert one of you not in drag too. The point is you want to be sexy, hot, and appealing. That's all there is to it. That wasn't so bad, was it? Now that you know what to do, just do it. What better way to celebrate International Drag Day than to let your drag hang out on dating apps?